Hi, I'm Taylor.
And I'm Dara.
Welcome to the Overall Thoughts podcast,
where we talk all things photography, entrepreneurship, and life. Today, we have a pretty fun episode for you guys. It's our first ever Q&A. So we're going to just be going through answering just a few questions and kind of giving you guys like our thoughts on everything. So I think it'll be a little bit different and interesting from what we've done so far.
So excited. I love hearing what people are interested in and have to ask us. Before we jump into that, let's do a few life updates first, though. So, Dara, what's been going on with you?
Yeah, so actually, I've had quite a few things since our last life update, I think. Our floors officially came in.
Yay.
So we spent quite a few late nights installing those. But it feels so good to have them done. Honestly, when we first put them in, like the first day, we were like, oh, we don't think we like these. And we weren't 100% about them. But honestly, like once we had them finished and we were with them for a couple days, we're like, oh wait, we actually do like it. So I think there was just a little bit of a shock of like, this is totally different than what we've been looking at for the last 5 months. And we were just trying to get used to it. So
oh my gosh, I want to see them. You'll have to post pictures on the Instagram story because I'm so so curious to see what they look like. I'm sure they look so good.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm really happy with them. They definitely have that wood grain look. We love them best in like the morning sun or like evening sun, kind of golden hour. And Ooh. Then like daylight, which we need to like figure out what our lighting is going to be in terms of light bulbs and that kind of stuff going forward. Just so like we like the light at night too, which it isn't bad at night. It's just like very yellow compared to the rest. I don't know. And I feel like the floors don't even look yellow, but at night, for some reason, they have like a yellowish orange tint to them. So that has to be our lights that we have right now. But I don't think that's very hard to change, which is good.
Yeah, that is good. That is good. I'm sure they look so good. And especially when you have like wood grain type floors, the color is always changing like all throughout the day with the sun.
Yes, that's what even my parents, like they have natural wood floors and at night they definitely look more like orangish yellow than what they do during the day. So wood flooring is definitely something that changes throughout the day, which I feel like is kind of nice, but having them in means that we can officially start decorating. So
yay!
I have been thrifting a little bit more, looking for decorations to add some color to our house, which is fun.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah. And then I guess in terms of things outside of our house, my mom and I went up to the place that my fiance and I are getting married this summer. And we had like a day to go up and just kind of look at things, which was nice. So we went and looked at florists and we mapped out like how we're going to set up the ceremony site and the reception site. So that was exciting and fun.
Nice.
And that was just like kind of overall a good weekend. And on top of thrifting things for the house, I'm doing like fruit as a centerpiece.
Ooh.
So I ended up thrifting like some different fruit dishes that I can put on the tables because we're going to put them like cherries and strawberries. And then outside of what's going to be in the fruit dishes, we were talked about doing like grapes and then maybe pears and like maybe apples and oranges. I know we're going to do like lemons and limes at the bar just because I feel like people can use those in their drinks too. But yeah, so that's kind of the direction we're going with thrifting. And I feel like it's so much fun to get like such cool and unique pieces from thrift stores, especially for our wedding. I know I won't use it that like all of it after we get married, but I think it'll be pretty easy to sell too if we have like a garage sale or something.
Definitely. That'll be so pretty having the fruit as a centerpiece and different. Like I haven't been to a wedding yet that has like fruit as one of like the main decor pieces. So that'll be so pretty. And I'm sure thrifting is like so much more fun when you have a specific thing that you're going in and looking for. Like it's more so a scavenger hunt instead of just like browsing and hoping you come across something you like.
Yeah, it has been so much fun. And honestly, like when it with the fruit, I've always loved like fruit as decoration. I don't know. Because like with your wedding planning, which we kind of talked about this in like other episodes, I feel like, but I feel like there's just so many trends. And so I like have been going through my Pinterest board and I've always been like a Pinterest girly. So I was like looking through my old pins, and I've always had like, I don't know, like fruit and like that kind of stuff. Like, I don't know, just like randomly that kind of aesthetic of like images and stuff like that. So I know that it fits into with like who I am and what I've always been attracted to. And like, I could eat fruit like all day, every day. That's just so good. I'm a big, I cannot, I've been telling my mom like every single week, I'm like, I cannot wait for summertime to get here so I can eat watermelon every day and have like fresh strawberries and blueberries and all the good stuff. So that's why I'm excited for warm weather.
Love that. Oh my gosh. A couple of days ago, Sai and I just tried for the first time ever a kumquat. Have you ever tried one?
It sounds so familiar. Tell me what it looks like, because I've honestly like tried like a few different fruits when I go places. If I see something that's not native to Michigan and I'm like in a different place, I'm like, I have to try this because like, when else am I going to? So describe what it looks like to me.
Everything tastes better on vacation too, I swear. But it's just like, it's just like a tiny little orange looking type fruit. Like it just looks like a like baby orange.
Okay. I just looked it up too. And I don't think I've had that. I've had like something, I had this one thing when I was in California though. It was like in the grape family, I guess, but it wasn't a grape. I don't know. It was like a really weird texture. And it had like a very interesting name. I don't know why I can't. Oh, maybe it wasn't like that interesting. I think it was guava.
Oh my gosh.
I had that and I honestly did not like that. And typically, I don't know, the texture was just way too slimy for me. I think it was guava.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking that you were talking about at first, but what the kumquat taste like? I want to know.
Oh my gosh, it was so bad. Literally, I could not even finish it. I had to spit it out in the trash. We just got like a little container of them from Meijer, so who knows if they're even like in season or what. I don't, but they are. You eat it, so you wash it, you dry it, and then you roll it around in your fingers to soften it a little bit, and then you just eat the whole thing, like the skin and all. And
yeah,
it is so tart, like the sourest candy you can think of times 100. And then it's supposed to get like sweeter and less tart as you chew it more, but I could not get to that point. I was chewing for like 10 solid seconds and I had to tap out. And I think Sai ate two of them and he was like, I am never doing that again. And literally the rest of the day, we had them like earlier in the day, and even later that night he was like, I can still taste that kumquat.
Oh, that's so bad.
But if you like kumquats, then that is nice for you, but not our thing.
Hey, you know, taste buds are different for everybody. It's okay.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes with fruit, it's like an acquired taste too. Like it's something that you have to grow to like. It's not something that you like right away.
Definitely.
Occasionally.
Yeah definitely. Definitely. But that's so exciting. Switching back, but that's so exciting that you and your mom got to visit your reception and ceremony site. Are you doing the ceremony and reception like right next to each other?
Yeah, they're both going to be at the park. And then so we were like trying to figure out the layout with everything, because there's a certain spot that the reception tent was going to fit better than like the ceremony site and stuff. So we had to figure out where we were going to put the ceremony site, and I really like where we put it. It's kind of like on a very small hill. But I think it'll end up working well. I was like, I told my mom, I was like, you don't think this is going to be steep, like so steep that it's going to be uncomfortable for people to sit on? And we decided that it wasn't too steep. So
they can deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not like we're going to have like an hour long ceremony either. So it'll be fine. But the one thing I was worried about with the ceremony site is there's like a nonprofit organization building, like a club building behind the park, and that would have been in the background of the photo. So we ended up angling the ceremony site so it's like facing out towards the water, but still, the background's not going to be like a row of pine trees, so it's like not like parallel with the water. It's going to be kind of at an angle, but I think it honestly looks better that way, just for like all the photos and stuff, and there's less busyness going on with the background, which is nice.
Yeah, that'll be perfect. Yeah.
Oh, I know. But give me a life update on what's going on in your life. I know you have some exciting things coming up.
Not too exciting. I don't know. I still haven't been doing too much. I've just been doing like so much back end work, and I just opened up my summer and fall calendar over the weekend, and so I was just busy doing a lot of prep for that and figuring out and confirming all of my dates and putting that into like my booking system and everything, and then just continuing to do blogs and make Pinterest pins and all of that fun off-season stuff. So I've just been busy with that and just had a chill weekend at home so that I could be by my computer all day for my calendar. Yeah. But other than that,
I know what you mean by the calendar system. That's like my last – I'm almost done with my website, by the way. But that's like my last other thing that I need to do is making my calendar. So thanks for giving me a reminder, because I probably needed that.
Of course. Yeah, it's like – it's good once you get going into it. Like, you just have to sit down and get it all done, because it's so hard to plan literally your entire year like in advance, because you need to know if you're going to be out of town any weekends, if there's like an event that'll be on like a certain date that you want to go to, mm-hmm. that you have to like block your calendar off for, and just so many like outside factors that it's so hard just plan it all. But if you just sit down for like a couple hours and do it, then it's all done. So it feels good to have that all done.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah, that's a nice thing to have checked off your to-do list.
Definitely.
So I'm happy for you.
Aw, thank you. Yeah, it feels so nice to actually have all my dates out there. But other than that, I've still just been running. I feel like that's like my whole life right now is just running, because that's really like – the only hobby or like extracurricular activity that I've been doing besides working. But I had to skip a few runs during the last couple of weeks because one of my knees was really hurting me. And I was literally, my biggest fear during marathon training is not like finishing the marathon or like doing the marathon itself, it's just getting hurt in the process of it and then being like too hurt where I can't go to the marathon and I can't run it. And so that's been my biggest fear. And then I hurt my knee and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. I was freaking out.
Oh, but no.
I know, I skipped a few runs and I just ran today and it's like 95% better. So, and it's just getting better and better because I've been doing a few things differently, and then the skipped runs really helped for some recovery time. So that is good. I had a long run over the weekend and it was only 7 miles. So that was really nice because it like dipped down. They've been longer runs than that. So the 7 felt really good. But this upcoming weekend, I have 12, which will be the longest I have done yet. I haven't done any like double digit mile runs yet. So we'll see how that goes. I will be doing it in nice warm weather though. So I'm very excited for that. And hopefully my knee cooperates and I finish that run. But that's literally it.
You've got it. I have faith in you. Yeah. Well, like Hunter runs too. And he has been doing like 5Ks pretty consistently. And he just had some problems with his knee. And it was like really hurting. And he's like, I don't even know if I can go for walks right now because this hurts so bad. I was like, well, like maybe just take like a couple days off and let it heal. And I know like sometimes like when you get like your knee just kind of hurts, sometimes it's just like overuse and like it gets kind of swelled up. So I feel like ice. That's what I was telling him. I'm like, ice is always the answer. Ice it for a little bit and then put some heat on it and switch back and forth.
Yeah, I almost resorted to ice. I don't know why. I like cannot stand ice or like anything like cold or fun. Like wet or anything on my skin. Yeah. I just can't do it. So I haven't iced it yet, but I have like actually like really, really considered it. And that's like a really far step for me. So
you know what? I say, even though it's uncomfy, I would say just do it. I remember when I played soccer in high school, well, I have tendonitis in both of my knees. So like I have to wear a brace when I go running and stuff or else my knee gets swollen. And like especially my meniscus. And so I like
if I don't want to wear my knee brace because I hate wearing it, I literally just like ice it after I do any exercise. And like icing's so uncomfy, but it always takes care of it for me. So I know it sucks because it's like super like just like, I don't know. Ice is like definitely an icky feeling. But
yeah,
I don't highly recommend
it to everybody.
I know. I really should. I think my issue is that my hips are like super, super tight. And the problem was like stemming from my hip being tight. And then it was like shooting down my IT band and hitting my knee. That has been like my conclusion of the issue. So I've been like trying to just like stretch my hips out really good and like use my massage gun a ton after every run for a while. And that's really helped. But we'll see if I bust out the ice. I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, I hope that you heal up.
Well, thanks. But it I guess should be good.
One last thing. I'm sure. I want to hear, I mean, you're probably going to be able to give an life update, but you have a trip coming up, right?
Yes, I do. I'm going to Florida this week with my mom. And I'm so excited. We have been going to Sanibel Island in Florida for, I don't even know how many years, like a little less than 10 years. And we'll go like once or twice a year. And I'm so excited because they have a shell show there. Sanibel is known for all of their seashells. And so every year they have a shell show and we've never been able to go because we just don't plan it out that way. We never know the actual date of the shell show. And then by the time we're actually there, we literally like miss it by a week or two every time. And so we were We were just there in December and walking out of the grocery store, I saw a flyer for it and I was like, oh my gosh, it has the dates of the shell show. Like, we have to go. Let's plan a trip around it. And so we are going for that. And there's actually going to be two shell shows while we're there. There's one in Fort Myers, which is usually on the island, but it's on Fort Myers just because of the hurricane damage still. And then there's another one on the island. So we're excited to check those out. And a bunch more stores have reopened from the hurricane since the last time we've been there in December. So we're excited to go to those. And we have so much stuff to do that my mom and I are like, we really should have booked another night or two because we have to pack so much in. And so I'm so excited. The weather looks great. And I am going to run while I'm there. And I'm really, really excited for it because my 12-mile run this weekend, At first I was really bummed that it was 12 miles just because I was like, I really would prefer not to run like more than 10 miles on vacation just because it's so time consuming. Like, I don't want to I don't want to spend so much time running when we have so much things we want to do. And then I was like, well, Sanibel is an island. I wonder how long the island is. And when I looked it up point to point, it's literally 12 miles long. And
oh my gosh.
Right? And so I'm going to start at one end of the island and then I'm going to run to the other end of the island and I'll run the entire length of the island. And I'm literally so excited. Like, I haven't been this excited for a run since the half marathon I did a couple years ago because it's just so cool because I'm like, this place has been my home away from home for so long. And I would have never imagined that I would ever be doing something like this. So now the fact that I'm like, I'm literally going to run the entire length of the island is just so cool to me. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. And my mom and I figured it out where she can like get the car dropped off to one end and then she's gonna ride her bike and like meet up with me and then ride beside me whenever she meets up with me. So I'm excited for that. We're gonna have a lot of fun together. A nice mother-daughter trip.
That's gonna be so special. Oh my gosh, that sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, it'll definitely be fun. I will be posting lots of photos on my Instagram story, I'm sure. So if you're curious, you can. I'm
looking forward to seeing that.
Yes, live vicariously through my Instagram stories, because yes. I know that anytime any single person is on vacation, I check in on their Instagram stories every day, because I'm like, I need to live this through you. Like, what are we doing today?
Me too. I'm like, please post like your entire day on your story, because I just want to like watch it happen.
Exactly. I'm the same way. Like, when people post so many stories on their Instagram, like, those are my favorite. I'm like, I'm mm-hmm. intrigued. I am captivated. Like, you have me hooked. I just want to keep watching. Like, if you only post two stories, I'm not too invested. But if you're showing me your entire day, I feel like I'm there with you, and we're just exactly. hanging out.
And I love appreciating all the views and the details of people's vacations. I'm just like, oh, this is so pretty. And then it makes me want to travel.
Yep. Yeah. I love it. That's exciting. But that's really it. If you don't have anything else, I think we can jump on in to our questions for this week.
That sounds amazing.
Perfect. Do you want to read the first question?
Sure. Okay, so our first question that we have is, do you ever get spurts where you lack motivation, and how do you combat that working for yourself? So honestly, like, for me, I feel like there's definitely points where I feel very just like overwhelmed, or even just like, I don't know if underwhelmed is more the right reason or like the right way to phrase it, because sometimes I feel like, especially like when you're working for yourself, it's easy to just get burnt out. And that's where like the lack of motivation really comes in. And I feel like the burnout comes from like not mixing up your schedule enough. Cause like when you get into the same schedule, and like it can be nice because you know that there's consistency in it. But I feel like in a creative job like ours, if you're not putting in the like time to like make each session super unique, then sometimes it can feel like you're just doing the same session over and over again, and then there's not as much like diversity in your day-to-day work. And I know for me, that really happened for me last year. I think I mentioned this in another podcast, but I love going to the beach, but all of my sessions were at the beach. And like, as beautiful and pretty as it was, they all kind of started to feel the same for me, except for an occasional one. And so this year, how I'm going in to change that is I'm spending more time getting to know each of my senior clients beforehand, which I still had like meetings and phone calls with them before. But like this year, I'm really focusing on making unique sessions and like incorporating parts of their personality into their session. Because if I have the ability to do that, that means that I can create more diversity in a session, even if it is at the same location. And by doing that, like, I feel like I'm focusing more on helping them pick out outfits that fit who they are. Because when you're picking out outfits for a senior session, that can be so stressful. And to be able to, like, find exactly what you're looking for, you tend to just go to Pinterest or, like, your photographer's Instagram page and see what other people are wearing for their senior pictures instead of doing like what really fits you. So I'm focusing on helping people like with their style building this year, and also just like creating like creative playlists and stuff during sessions to kind of mix things up and have music that fits them. So that's one thing that I feel like I'm doing. And then also creating work boundaries has really helped me a lot. I started doing that towards the end of my season, and I've really been focusing during this off season on creating healthy boundaries with my work, because the thing with working for yourself is that you can always work. Like, you can always do more. There's always things that you want to add to your schedule, or like you feel like, oh, I can just like fit this in real quick. So I've set like more work hours for myself, so that way I'm not working outside of those work hours. And then once I do get to the point where I've reached the point where I'm all caught up on my things and it's the end of the day, I try to do at least one thing for myself, even that if that's as simple as like a walk or reading or something like that. Like, just setting a little bit of time away for yourself, even just a half hour a day if that's all you can afford, just to kind of unwind and connect with yourself and not have your whole life be about work. But I feel like that's like my biggest tip for that question.
That's so good. I love all of that. And that's so nice to Like to have it a goal to have more unique sessions and everything going into this next year and really getting to know clients better, because then like each person is so much more separated from the next instead of kind of having like a bunch of people blurred together, which can make things feel more the same. Cause like you said, obviously like you do get to know everybody and everything, but when you can really, really get to know them, it just feels so much better. Like when you're hanging out with your best friends, like you know each individual person so well and know like what makes them different from everyone else. And so
that's
a really good perspective for like that specific question for like not getting burnt out and having more motivation. I think that's really, really good. And then definitely I agree with the work boundaries for sure, because you can't just like call up a dentist office at literally midnight and expect them to reply to you at like all hours of the day or anything like that. So why should we as creators have to do that? So if you're like so concerned about getting back to people ASAP, if they're messaging you at like all hours, I know I get really, really anxious if I'm awake and I have my phone or computer near me and someone has reached out to me and I know that I have the ability to go ahead and reply to them, but it's not during my office hours. Like that really stresses me out and gives me anxiety.
Me too.
because I have set office hours as well, and I stick to those office hours because those boundaries are so important. But I do get anxious like when people do reach out outside of that. But to have like less burnout and to really take more stress off of me, I'm like, I have my office hours stated on all of my emails. I have it stated on my website. Like, it's clear to people kind of thing. And I feel like that really helps with burnout. But for me specifically with, like, not having motivation, that always hits me. Like, when October comes around, I'm like, okay, we're getting to the end of the season. Like, it's been so busy, so chaotic, and it just gets hard, especially like when you're by yourself practically all day editing and doing like all of the computer work side of things, and you're not like actually out at sessions. It gets so lonely, and to stay motivated to actually like sit and work and not just like mindlessly scroll or go and do other things, it can be so hard. So I have really, really strict deadlines for myself for getting photos back to people, because I actually like meet with them via Zoom when I get their photos back. So right after their session, we pick like a date and a time to have that Zoom meeting. So I know like what day, what time I need to have people's photos done by. And that really helps me because I know like what I have to do during the week to get those photos done. And I just schedule working like in with my schedule as if it was like a doctor's appointment or something. I'm like, I know that I have to go to this doctor's appointment. I can't miss this doctor's appointment. I can't reschedule it. Like I have to go. And I have the same outlook with work. I'm like, okay, I have to edit this many photos today. I can't like not do less. I have to get this done. Like I have to sit and get this done. And I will go ahead and like on the hour every hour, like during the summertime, like right when it hits 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock type of thing, I will get up and go outside and just like stand in my yard and get some vitamin D for like 10 minutes and play with my dogs. And then like I'll literally set a timer sometimes and go outside. And then like once that timer goes off, I go back inside and start working again. And to get a good break from my computer screen as well, because I really struggle with migraines with staring at my computer for so long. And so that is a big thing too, with just working too much, is trying to avoid getting headaches. But that's really what I do. Even with no motivation, I'm like, it's just blocked into my schedule. I have to get it done no matter like if I am not feeling up to it today. Like it just just has to get done. So even when there's no motivation, that's when just the discipline comes in with having to get everything done on time and all of that. So if you're...
I love that.
Yeah.
And I love like, I love the idea of having like, because I'm pretty strict with my deadlines, but I don't have like exact dates that it needs to be done by. I'm like, okay, 4 weeks. I typically, what I tell people is like 4 to 6 weeks, but honestly, I try to get things turned around by 4 weeks. And so I like kind of go based off of that. And, but I really like the date, the idea of having like a set date that you need to have it done by. That's really, really smart. And I feel like, definitely, like end of season, you are just a little bit tired and you're a little bit burnt out and you're like the lights at the end of the tunnel and you're like, I can see the relaxation.
Yes, winter's coming.
Yeah. And like you miss just hanging out with your people and stuff. So I feel like another really good way is to just like schedule in things like each month to look forward to.
Definitely.
With like your friends and stuff and making sure that you're spending time with like your friends and family. And having like outlets to talk about, like I think community is so huge too to deal with burnout, even when you're working for yourself because you don't have a community. So finding people that can kind of relate to what you're going through and being able to talk it through them. And I think that's why industry friendships are such a huge thing, especially in communities like the photography community or even just entrepreneurship in general. But I feel like everything that Taylor said and like all of that, it's just, that's a really good way to go over it. But honestly, I feel like we could make a whole episode on like dealing with burnout and stuff too.
Definitely. Yeah. I will say too, like you mentioned, when I plan out my calendar for the year, I make sure that every month I have at least, well, not at least, I only have time to take one weekend off a month, but I always have like one weekend per month blocked off so that I know that I can actually go and do something with my husband or with my friends or family. And that always helps me so much. I will be honest, that weekend does typically turn into a work weekend somehow, either like a weather reschedule or a last minute squeeze in, or just needs to be used just for editing. But having that like blank space on the calendar is always just like refreshing for my mind.
Like a month later. And I am literally going to be so tired if I take that on, because I think like this June, I told my mom, I was like, this June is going to be so overwhelming for me. And I already know it because I have like my sister's open house, my open weekend. And then I have a wedding of my own. I'm second shooting with you. I have another wedding of my own. And then I have my wedding. And then I'm second shooting with you the weekend after. And I'm like, how did I do this?
No, you're so busy. You are so busy.
I'm probably just going to take on, I'm probably just going to take on a few less sessions during that time period. But it'll all be fun. And when it's over, I'm going to be like, sweet. Like that was like a huge point in my calendar year. So it'll be good. I just got to talk myself up for it.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll all be good.
Well, should we move on to the next question? Okay, I'll let you take it.
Alrighty. Our next question is, how do you find senior clients? So I get a majority of my seniors from Google and Instagram and Pinterest. And that is my main source of clientele. But I have worked really, really hard over the past few years to build up my SEO, my search engine optimization on Google, so that people can find me on Google and so that I am like one of the first to pop up when you Google something, at least hopefully. I know I have like a few blog posts and everything that rank really well on Google. And so I have a lot of people find me through there. So if you don't know a lot about SEO, definitely like Google what that is, like do some research on it and start implementing that on your website. It isn't like a thing that happened, like it isn't a thing where you see results right away. It does take time to kind of build it up, but it is definitely important and so worth it. And then Instagram, I just post a lot on Instagram and you can use hashtags, and I've even found like photographers for me through that. And so you can hashtag like hashtag Michigan photographer, hashtag Michigan senior photographer, hashtag whatever city you're in or looking to be in photographer, things like that. And just
hashtags are so useful.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I haven't been using them recently, but I used to use them all the time. And I think I saw on Facebook, some people were mentioning that Instagram was limiting them to only like 5 hashtags, but that hasn't happened to me, so I'm not sure, but those are definitely really helpful in just interacting with a lot of people on Instagram too, not just photographers, because if you're only interacting with other photographers, that's not going to help you find clients unless those photographers like refer you to somebody if they're not available or something like that. So you really want to go out and just kind of not be creepy, obviously, but just kind of like go and interact with people who maybe might be your clients one day or who you'd like want to work with one day or stuff like that. And then Pinterest, I love Pinterest and posting on Pinterest. And I feel like it always seems a little random for people to find you on Pinterest, but I actually get quite a few inquiries from Pinterest. And so don't sleep on Pinterest. You can make Pinterest pins right through Pinterest, but I don't. I use a website called Tailwind and I pay for it. But it's a really fast and easy, effective way to make Pinterest pins. And you can go ahead and Google and research kind of the best way to make pins so that people see them and all of that fun stuff. But those are my 3 big ones that I always see for, like, on my inquiry form. I have a how did you find me question, and those are my top 3 ones, is Google, Instagram, and Pinterest.
I love it. Yeah, I feel like that's super similar for me too. I feel like for me, it tends to be, I'm not on Pinterest really. Like, that's so funny because I've used Pinterest so much for my personal life and I don't really use it at all for my business life. But that's something that I'm like, I don't know if it's going to be something I implement this year, because I feel like I'm implementing a lot of different things that I haven't done in my business this year. So I think that'll be a 2025 thing that I start to work on, because I know Pinterest is kind of like a long haul game. Like,
yeah, it
you get started
is.
On it and then a few years later you start to see the impact of it. But I definitely like Instagram as my friend, and for me, for like hashtags and stuff, I try to keep it at about 10, because I like know, I think the limit actually, like, I think Taylor, I think you're right, I think the limit is bigger. I feel like the limit is like 30 hashtags or something like
that.
Oh my
goodness.
Maybe 25. But I try not to go over 10, because I read somewhere that like once you go over that amount, like Instagram doesn't really put out your hashtags, or like it puts it down lower because it sees that you're using a lot. So maybe they just think it's like an irrelevant, like kind of spam post. So they're just like, no, we're putting this at the bottom. I'm not 100% sure how Instagram works all the time, because I feel like it's always changing.
Definitely.
But, the other thing that I've been using a lot on Instagram that I think has been extremely useful, and since I've started using it, I've had a lot more interaction on my posts, is keywords. So just like literally, you don't even have to write sentences, like literally just writing out a list of keywords. And I think you can make it like as long as you want. Don't make it too long, but because then people might be getting kind of annoyed if they have to like scroll past it or something. I don't know. But I feel like that helps me a lot. And then like obviously reels and stuff like that, but for me, I would say Instagram is probably like my number 2, and then my number 1 tip like for getting senior clients for me has really just been like experience and creating like word of mouth and stuff like that, because I feel like majority of my clients, when they reach out, they're like family or friend, and I have a lot of people that are just like, oh, like my cousin or like my best friend's daughter had her pictures done with you, and
yeah,
we would love to go with you. And that's like such a huge way. So if you create a positive client experience and you create like a positive, comfortable atmosphere for your clients, you're more likely to get referrals from that. And like word of mouth is so huge, because people trust the people in their life more so than they do an ad on like
social media and stuff, I feel like most of the time. So really putting time into your client relationships is huge. And just showing up as yourself and really connecting with people, I think, is really, really big.
I agree. Yes, that is all so good. And word of mouth is so, so huge. Like, if you see a commercial on TV for, let's say, mascara, and the commercial is a great commercial and it's trying to convince you to go buy this mascara, how likely are you to buy that mascara? Probably not likely. But if one of your best friends is like, oh my gosh, Dara, you should get this mascara, it's so good, like, I've been using it all the time and it's so good, blah blah, now how likely are you to go buy that mascara? Probably so much more likely, since you've actually heard it from someone that you know and trust, rather than just some commercial on TV. So yeah. Word of mouth is so, so huge.
And you know what? That's like real life stuff, because I feel like I only buy mascara that my friends recommend to me. Like, I don't care how good the commercial is. It's only if my friends recommend it to me, I'm like, okay, I'll buy this.
Right? I
also don't know like anything about makeup, so I have to go never with my friends' advice.
Those commercials. Yeah, it's I know. So nice to have like your friends' opinions. My friends definitely know so much more about that stuff than I do as well. And so I always love their advice and to know what's trendy at the moment.
Oh, definitely. All right, guys. So I guess I feel like we are at a really good stopping point. We have a few more questions, but I think we're going to save those just for a future episode. We're going to have Q&As at the first of every month, like the first episode of every month. So you guys can look forward to seeing those. We'll end up posting more submissions, so that way you guys can also include some more, and then we can get a little bit of variety of questions to answer for you guys each time. And don't forget that for future episodes, you guys are able to comment about more than just like photography things. We're here if you want to like ask questions about wedding planning, or even planning your own senior session or your engagement session or something like that, and you just don't know where to get started. Or even just entrepreneurship in general. This episode was a lot of fun, and I am hoping that you guys enjoyed it as much as we did.
Yeah, I'm so excited. We love to chat about anything and everything. So don't hesitate to reach out to us with any questions that you have. And we so look forward to answering them on our Q&A next month. Stay tuned for more of our overall thoughts for next week's episode that will be coming out on Wednesday. And make sure to follow the podcast Instagram at Overall Thoughts Podcast, so that you don't miss out on any submission opportunities and you stay up to date on everything. And we hope that you have the best rest of your week.
Yes, thank you so much. And I hope that you guys enjoyed our overall thoughts.
Bye.
Bye.